The SAG Awards are handed out this weekend, and our friend Nancy O'Dell from Entertainment Tonight is once again joining us on the line to talk about the snubs, the favorites, and make some predictions. Hi, Nancy.
Hello there. How are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good, good. Before we get started, we've got to do it. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. Da na 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 na.
Da na 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 na. Sing anymore.
No, yeah, 65 cents if we do more. All right, so, you know, we just had the Golden Globes, the Oscars are coming up, the SAG Awards are sort of in the middle. What are some of the takeaways from the Globes that might also play into the SAG Awards? Like, are you sensing any patterns with maybe wins or losses?
I think one of the things that people are talking about is that, you know, like Regina King, she won the Golden Globe and the Critics' Choice Award, but yet she was snubbed for the SAG Awards for If Bill Street Could Talk. So a lot of people are looking at that, and like Julia Roberts, she was nominated for Golden Globe, but yet she was snubbed for Homecoming for the SAG Awards. John Krasinski for Jack Ryan and Not for a Quiet Place, that was a surprise. And then Roma, you know, it won for Golden Globes and Critics' Choice, but yet they don't have any card-carrying SAG members, so they're not nominated for SAGs. So those are kind of things to look for as relationships with the Golden Globes and the SAGs. And then, of course, we're going to talk about Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga, and Bradley Cooper has not won any awards yet as far as in the acting category. I'm ready for him to win something because I said he was so fantastic in A Star Is Born, didn't you?
Yes, okay, so I think that you were just looking at my notes because you covered sort of all of my talking points. So Julia Roberts' Homecoming.
Sorry about that.
No, that's fine. Regina King. And then Roma, though, is expected to do well at the Oscars, though, right?
Yes, very well. Very well. It's becoming, obviously, a favorite amongst the award show. So I think it's going to be doing very well at the Oscars. And everybody, like I said, was talking about A Star Is Born mm-hmm. doing so well. And it's kind of being beat out by Roma. And Bradley Cooper, I think a lot of people are going to be pulling for him. And maybe he's going to win in the Best Actor category by his fellow actors because, you know, he has not gotten a win in the acting category. Right. So maybe they're going to be the ones to award him at the SAG Awards.
Well, I think the cast, yeah, like you say, Gaga's in there, Bradley Cooper, Sam Elliott, and then the entire cast has a nom for A Star Is Born, right?
Exactly, yes. That's the way to do it at the SAGs.
Now, there are a couple of other music movies in there. Bohemian Rhapsody got noms, and so did Emily Blunt for Mary Poppins Returns. Do you think this could be a new movie trend? It kind of started with La La Land, and they're not all musicals per se, but they're films where, you know, music is a central point.
Yeah, I mean, it's been around for a while where, you know, the musicals have been as well. I say since Moulin Rouge, you know, it's where that they've become very popular. And, you know, that movie did so well and ever since then. And so it's kind of a thing that actors are taking a chance and doing movies where there is music involved. I mean, you would have thought that Bradley Cooper would be coming out there and singing and did such a great job with it and now was nominated for a Grammy. I mean, I think that's hilarious that Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga are nominated together in the Grammy category and very deservedly so.
Well, who would
obviously
think?
I'm a big fan of that movie. I think it's so fantastic. Well, so I'm looking forward to that. But people are talking about that, you know, Christian Bale obviously is walking away with a lot of the acting awards for his performance advice. Rami Malek for his performance in Bohemian Rhapsody, which of course is another music movie. Mm-hmm. So it is definitely the trend.
Do you see anyone sweeping on Sunday night? And I'm not talking like in the Mary Poppins way. I mean with, you know, trophy wins.
I think that you're going to see a variety. I think if you see a sweeping, it's going to be there's a lot of people who are nominated in double categories. Amy Adams is nominated in Female Actor in a Supporting Role for Vice. She's also nominated Female Actor in a Television Movie or Miniseries for Sharp Objects. Emma Stone is nominated in the TV Movie or Miniseries. She's also nominated in a Female Actor Supporting Role for The Favorite. Same thing with Emily Blunt. So I think you may see some of them sweeping, or either it's going to cause them to have votes divided because they may go, oh, okay, well, I'm going to vote for them in the TV category but not in the movie category. So it may actually cause the opposite to happen. So who knows? I think that that's really hard to predict because there are so many in the double categories.
And I was just looking at the nominations again. Donald Glover for Atlanta, should he have been in there? I mean, the cast is in there for comedy ensemble, but not specifically Donald Glover.
Yeah, he does such a great job in that, for sure. I mean, you know, he's an amazing performer, an amazing actor, and anytime he gets recognized, he's definitely deservedly so.
Now, we do have to go, but one final question for you. It was just Betty White's birthday a few days ago, and so I have to know, would you prefer Betty as Oscars host or president in 2020?
I'll take Betty White for anything. I mean, the lady is just amazing. 97, and you would think she's, you know, in her 60s. She is just a force. I mean, she's just amazing. Like, she just doesn't stop, and she is... just full of good spirit and happiness, and just keeps on going, and just always positive when you see her, and as sweet as she can be, and one of my favorite people to interview, and just, I would love to see her do anything.
Absolutely. And you know what? What also keeps going is Entertainment Tonight during award show season. So you guys have the SAG Awards covered all weekend, and then I guess Monday, a recap on ET, right?
Exactly. We'll have all the roundup, and then, of course, one of the fun things is to see all the fashion on the red carpet. So we'll be breaking down the fashion for you as well as all the winners and talking to the winners backstage after their wins to hear how their reaction is. And then the parties. That's always fun, too, to see what happens after the madness.
Absolutely.
Or maybe that is the madness at the parties.
Absolutely. Actually, very quickly, one last thing. Who are you looking forward to seeing on the red carpet at the SAGs?
Well, I always look forward to seeing Lady Gaga.
Yeah.
You never know what's going to take place, so it's just going to be a shock, you know? It's always just something different.
All right. Well, Nancy Adele from Entertainment Tonight, thanks so much for talking with us again.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you.